You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Tallulah Bar and Plantation Pineapple Rum.
Good afternoon, Dan from Tallulah.
Hey guys.
How are you?
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Thanks.
Now, we like to push the boundaries up here on BFM Drive, and we're doing so this evening with a blender.
Absolutely. No better time to be had.
I'm excited. This is the first fully functional blender we've ever had up here. So
you've also got a nice trifecta of bottles as well.
Yeah.
It's a good amount of stuff. Yeah, just, you know, those weird shapes.
We got some ingredients. We got some potions, some bits and pieces.
Is that mint?
That is mint.
Mint and pineapple. Mint and coriander freshest. For me, and pineapple is a great thing as well. Mint
coriander, and coriander, king of herbs.
They fight together for the most bestest.
Coriander is a phenomenal herb. I'm with you there.
Can I just be the stick in the mud here and say I don't usually like coriander, but when it is added into things, I like it. By itself, no. But as a something that complements something else? Yes.
Am I going to eat fistfuls of coriander?
Hey, let's not make this about coriander.
Maybe, but probably not.
Let's get back on that blender. Is that like a commercial blender, or is it just like you muck around at home? Like?
It is. In fact, it's called a BlendTech commercial. That's how you know it's a commercial blender. It says there right on
the
blender.
The
is it the same as the one on Will It Blend? It looks similar.
I'm not sure.
Can we put iPhones in it or not? I want to put like a whole Nike in there and just see what happens.
We can try.
It's after the cocktail.
Yeah, all right, done.
I don't have Nikes on, though. Cool. Hey, what have you got, though? Let's get specific.
So we're going to be making a Missionary's Downfall today. It's probably our most popular beverage at Tallulah. People are really into it. Could be something to do with the fact that it's first on the list and people are lazy when it comes to choosing cocktails, but it's a delicious beverage.
What's it styled on?
It's a classic drink. It's a classic tiki
Missionary's
drink.
Downfall is a classic tiki style drink.
It is a classic tiki
all
drink.
Right, cool.
Yep, been around for donkey's years, as they say.
Ooh, exciting. This is the first time I would have had one.
Hey, it'll be a revelation for you.
Let the record show. John just did some excellent fingers.
Excellent.
Yeah, your good. Best, Mr. Burns. All right, should we get started?
Agreed.
So you want to start out with a handful of fresh mint leaves. Stems as well are fine. And a handful of chunks of fresh pineapple. Skin off, of course, directly into your blender.
Skin off pineapple.
Yep, just chunks of pineapple. If you have to use canned, I mean, go ahead, but fresh is best, man.
Who's tough enough to just eat a pineapple like an apple there? It's crazy.
Funny story, one of the directors of our company actually had to eat a pineapple. It was a bit.
Is it possible? I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how far he got.
Even the skin.
What about the other end as well, eh?
It was two of the directors, and they were driving back from somewhere or other and decided that they'd have a bet. They'd go into a fruit shop and they got to choose a fruit or vegetable that the other person had to eat whole. And so one came out with a lemon and is like, ha, got you.
Is this what happens when rich people quit gambling? Stuff like this happens.
I guess so.
I would have gone with a pumpkin, actually. I would have chosen a pumpkin.
No, but there's
the other
no pain in that, you know?
Yeah, but it's tough.
The pineapple's spiky, right?
You have to eat the whole thing or just through the skin? Because if something's got a mint pip in it as well.
Even the little bits of green on the top.
There's mint and pineapple in the blender right now. We should get back to these.
Right, time for liquid ingredients. 30 mils of Plantation 3-Star White Rum.
Ooh, it is. It's very clear as well. Kind of looks like a egg yolky kind of. Egg white sort of colour.
I like the term hay coloured.
Hay?
Slight hay colour.
There
we
go. Yeah. Yes, I can see that.
All right, 30 mils of a honey mixture. So this is two parts honey, one part water. Just helps it flow a little bit better.
I thought you were going to be top secret about it and just leave it at that, but
nah, we don't do top secret.
Come one, come all.
Be free with the deliciousness.
Oh, look, you can see it's got legs down the side of the blender. There obviously is a bit of honey in there.
There's some thickness to it, definitely. All right, 15 mils of lime juice. Fresh, of course. And 15 mils of peach liqueur, just to give it a little extra fruity kick.
What would that? What did that come out of though? Like what brand? Because you've got it in a miscellaneous bottle. Does it matter, or just?
Uh, doesn't matter that much. We get a nice French peach liqueur because they use actual peaches and so on.
It smells like peaches and cream candy, everyone. Just heads up.
The French aren't good at many things, but making liqueurs is it's on the list.
Yes. Does it always have peach liqueur in it, this particular drink?
It does, yeah. Peach liqueur, peach brandy, it's the same thing, okay. Effectively.
I feel like me and peach liqueur definitely should have hooked up a long time ago. No one's fault. Carry on.
There's no time like the present, right? All right.
Shave ice, get your shave ice.
And a little scoop of crushed ice in there.
Perfect. Does anyone else remember that crazy British guy that used to be like the carnival things, screaming out, shave ice, get your shave ice? Is it just me?
Nobody makes shave ice anymore.
He did.
So there's a gap in the market, I reckon.
Maybe a slush puppy kind of thing. All right, this is where it gets real.
Blender on the base.
John, you're
Johnny,
my friend.
Would you like to do the honors, mate?
We're plugged in.
John's on the blender as we speak.
Would you like to do the honors? Just hit the little button there. All right, moment of truth.
Oh, shit.
Looking good. It's looking like a delicious milkshake.
What does it mean?
Cool, Rick. It's everywhere. It's over there. Oh, just kidding.
No leaks at all, actually. That's great.
That's
is that better than a magic bullet, would you say?
Much better. Okay. Much better. This
has it got a cyclonic action,
though? This is the
blender
for serious people who want to blend things.
Okay, cool.
All right, and then we're going to pour this into... This is called a hurricane glass.
Okay,
it's got a beautiful curves to it.
Mm, very nice.
Extra romance. It's called the Missionary's Downfall for a reason.
Right on, okay.
Curvy.
Oh, wow, it's a shake. This is a tank juice at this point.
Effectively.
It looks good, though.
It smells great. How's the mint just wafting around? It's making everything greater.
Then we chuck mint sprig in the top there for extra aroma. And a wee... wedge of fresh pineapple there for you to snack on afterwards. A couple of big straws there because I want you guys to share this.
So you know, share a moment. Essentially, you're going for the win. Is this the one cocktail?
Take a photo of it, John, before we massacre it.
This is a proper drink. You're going to enjoy this.
Get the blender in the background as well.
Can you like give me a thumbs up or something?
The drink is doing enough thumbs up for everyone, I think. Man, that looks absolutely fantastic. What's it called again?
Missionary's Downfall.
Missionary's the Downfall. Is that because it's green? So it's like it looks a little bit army or something? Yeah.
I assume it's because, you know, a missionary would go all to the islands all pure of heart and spirit and this would corrupt him, maybe.
Wow, it's great. It's great. It's kind of like a freshly cut lawn.
It's fresh for sure. Plenty of mint in there.
I just got
which
the
counts
shoe.
As a vegetable.
I just got the big shoe from John. I was trying to get another sip and he's about to take a photo that I did request.
He's on his Instagram game.
Tag the drink in the photo, won't you, John?
Mmm.
Man, it's powerful. It's a powerful drink. Like not like powerful in the sense that it's strong. But it's like a meal.
There's flavors
in it.
Feels
like a meal. Nice one. John just dropped the pineapple on the floor.
It's all over.
I'm out.
All over.
That's it.
I'm gone.
I was looking forward to that wedge, man.
Oh, shit. It's still good.
I just hung him with the
It actually didn't land on the floor. It was
just... 5 second rule. It's sticky. There's more pineapple where that came from.
I'll put it on top of that Smashing Pumpkin CD.
Have you even tasted this drink yet? Have a taste, mate.
What do you reckon? Give us your thoughts.
I can't, there's nothing for me to compare this to.
Yeah, it's a buzz. It's a buzz on its own.
It's its own thing. I like the texture, like how it is really kind of creamy.
It's thick in your mouth, you know?
While John's
good,
figuring
good
it out.
Good mouthfeel, we say in the industry.
Why don't you just remind everyone exactly what was in the drink?
So a handful of mint, handful of pineapple chunks, 30 mils of Plantation 3-star white rum, available from Glengarry's, along with the rest of the Plantation range.
It's a good drink.
Then you've got 30 mils of your 2-to-1 honey mixture, 15 mils of peach liqueur, 15 mils of lime juice. Give it a blend with some ice.
It's life. This drink is life.
This is new territory for us in the cocktail.
Feels healthy. I like that when I'm tricking myself like that.
Tell you what, even better, there's a little bit left in the blender so we can top your drink up as well.
Let's do it. Well, thanks a million to Lulabar, obviously, and Plantation Rum coming through. Right, John?
Right on. Cheers, Dan. This is a really, really good drink, actually.
I can't even score it. Finish not scoring strong. It seems unfair.
Finish the month off on a,
yeah, it doesn't actually.
On a high note?
It's beyond a score, so.
I feel like this is like the Incredible Hulk would discuss this on holiday or something. You know, just chilling out.
I imagine he would, yep.
I'm not angry. I can't, I'm gonna hit the outro sting. I'll have another go, John, don't you worry. Thanks so much, gents.
Pleasure.
Muchas gracias.
Good night.
It's got John, it's twisted John's mind around.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM, brought to you by Tallulah Bar and Plantation Pineapple Rum.